in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 to 3, this is how it reads. This is the English Standard Version. And when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul. Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. I think about in recovery how I am not static. I am either moving forward or going backwards, but straying and backsliding, though, is part of the human condition. And if I don't want to stray, if I don't want to backslide, I'm going to have to do some work. And the best work that I can do is to do the work that the Lord ordains for me to do, and that is to be in his word and stay in his word. In Romans 12:2, it reminds me that, you know, even though it's a pattern in the world to stray and backslide, I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it. I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind. The Bible also teaches me that I can learn from the mistakes of others. In 1 Corinthians 10:11, it says that these things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. So if I want to be a person in my recovery that is moving forward, then his word cannot be lightly touched. I call it, don't give it the light touch. On a day-by-day basis, I can't even say, ooh, I was so good, you know, last week or whatever. I really need to look at what's happening in my day. I know one of the things that I do learn in God's word that keeps me moving forward is that God does give me a heads up. Even in that passage that I read at the beginning, it says this in Deuteronomy 31. It says, which I have set before you. I mean, God had told them exactly what was going to happen. You know, if they did this right, these things were going to happen. If they did things wrong, the other things, these things were going to happen. One thing we do know about the Lord is that, boy, what he says, he does. He really does. The other thing I learned is that, you know, when I sincerely repent, you know, God will relent on anything that I am doing, you know, that he's doing, he has to do to get my attention. And so my sincere repentance is going to usher in a relenting from that whatever is going on in my life. So I want to sincerely repent from the wrong way. I want to go God's way. And the other thing that really spoke to me as a parent is that I need to make sure that whatever God shows me in his word, I need to pass it on to those who come behind me. You know, my children, my grandchildren, my sponsees, my shepherdees, all of them. But this is my prayer today. Father, I want to live a godly life. I know no better life than this life that you are showing me as I exercise a pure and passionate pursuit of following hard after you. I pray to remember that this is not country club living. I pray not to waste time pushing for things to go the way that I want. I pray, Lord, to keep asking for the ability to strength to see your way and to follow your way. Lord, help me to see the difference between suffering because of disobedience and suffering as a part of preparing me for greater service. Father, I pray to do all things today without complaining or arguing. Help me to obey you. Help me to turn back from any disobedience. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.